Brother, nobody is coming to save you. Not your parents, not your friends, not the world. The life you want is waiting, but only if you're man enough to take the responsibility of creating it. Get to work.
The one thing that all fools have in common, Seneca says, is that they're always getting ready to start. Epictetus kicked around a similar question. He said, how much longer are you going to wait to demand the best of yourself? I don't think there's anyone that thinks they were everything they were capable of being last year. Maybe you haven't been who you're capable of being for a long time. And so here with 2026 staring us in the face, we have to ask ourselves a question. Who are we going to be? What are we going to do? How much longer are we going to wait?
It all starts with who you are. You know, I always tell our players, who you are is more important than what you do. How high you jump, how fast you run, because who you are is your character. And your character is an accumulation of your thoughts, your habits, and your priorities on a day-to-day basis, because those three things determine the choices you make. And the choices you make make you who you are. Good guy, bad guy, hardworking, lazy, responsible, irresponsible. And it takes a certain amount of discipline to do what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, the way it's supposed to get done.
If you want to be able to make 50 push-ups, it doesn't come from wishing. It comes from doing the right things. If you could choose what type of life you would like to have, there are 8 billion people right now, and if you have to choose what type of life would you like to have, you all would choose peaceful life, happy life, pleasant life. So which means you know what you want. And now the reality. And what do you have on everyday life? So you know what you want, but you don't get what you want. Why not? It is because of the mind. And so this is why sometimes these opportunities arise, to get to know more about the mind.
An ode to people who don't believe in themselves. What comes first, belief or action? Do you need to believe that you can do a thing before you can do it? Fake it until you make it is one option, but incredibly hard if you're introspective and have low self-belief and high standards. So what about make it until you believe it? Here are some lessons that I've learned. You can believe you're not worthy of a thing and still attain it. You can be adamant that your efforts are going to go badly and still succeed. You can grip and grasp and fear and it ruin the enjoyment and be totally unwarranted and things still go well. You can have no self-belief and show up anyway. You can want more for yourself without knowing exactly what that looks like. You can doubt the process, question your talent, be uncertain that you're making progress, disparage your accomplishments, permanently feel like you're not working hard enough no matter how hard you work, never give yourself a break, fail to fully feel gratitude, be terrified of never reaching your goals, and still end up in a place that your 20-year-old self could not imagine you'd ever get to. Self-belief is overrated. Generate evidence.
Now you're starting to believe yourself. You're starting to believe that inner voice. You're starting to believe in your actions. You're starting to believe in who you are. You're starting to believe in your words. You're starting to believe in your dreams. You're starting to believe in your thoughts. You're starting to believe in your actions. So what happens after that? What's the next step? Doubt. Listen. Believing. Ha ha. Now you start to trust the one person that you should have always trusted, that other individuals told you not to trust, and that's you. Because you're finally listening to that voice. You're finally starting to have self-belief. You stop doubting yourself for the moment. And you start to grow. You trust yourself. You trust your actions. You trust your words. Now what happens after trust? You start to grow.
You've worked way too hard to let one season of darkness convince you that there's no light at the end of the tunnel. As consistent as I try to be at my job, my workouts, my own personal improvements, each and every week is still full of ups and downs. Some runs, even just a few miles, feel like pulling teeth. Other longer ones, I feel unstoppable, like I could go on forever. Some days, it's so easy to get into a flow state, and I feel like I'm on track to achieving everything I've ever hoped for. And I'd be lying if I said these highs and lows didn't used to discourage the out of me, man. But recently, I've just been embracing the fact that nothing lasts forever, good or bad. No success or accomplishment is permanent, but it also means that no failure is permanent either, not unless you let it be. So if you feel like you've just been against a wall, like you can't break out of a bad cycle, like you've been trying everything but nothing's fucking working, like you wish you could control everything that you can't control, that season of darkness, just keep on knocking, because you're getting exactly what you wanted, so dedicate yourself to all of it. The dreams, the work, the suffering, the hopelessness, when you signed up for all of it, you knew exactly what was expected of you, so you'd better meet the standard. Or you can turn temporary into permanent. Convince yourself that this bump in the road is a life sentence, that it's just too hard. Let one season define your year, and let one year define the rest of your life. Or maybe now the clay is just finally starting to get warm, and something's about to happen, something's about to change. But that's entirely up to you to stick out to find out.
Don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better.
Don't wish for less problems.
Wish for more skills.
The same wind blows on us all.
The difference in where we arrive at the end of the week, at the end of the month, at the end of the year, is not the wind that blows. And the wind is blowing around the world.
And it's important, because otherwise you can be afraid of pursuing the things that you want to pursue, right? And that's very common. And so then the fear inhibits you as the promise pulls you forward, but it makes you weak because you're afraid. You want to get your fear behind you, pushing you. And so what you want to be is afraid, more afraid of not pursuing your goals than you are of pursuing them. It's very, very helpful. And lots of times in life, and this is something really worth knowing, you don't get to pick the best thing. You get to pick your poison. You have two bad choices, and you get to pick which one you're willing to suffer through. And every choice has a bit of that element in it. And so if you know that, it's really freeing, because otherwise you torture yourself by thinking, well, maybe there's a good solution to this, you know, compared to the bad solution. It's like, no, sometimes there's just risky solution one and risky solution two. And sometimes both of them are really bad, but you at least get to pick which one you're willing to suffer through. And that actually makes quite a bit of difference.
It's easy to be a victim, bro. It's easy to believe that the world just happens to you. It's easy to believe that the state of your existence is entirely the result of other people's decisions, or it's just luck. Falling short and then blaming everything else but yourself is the easy path. It's the path that hurts the least. But what you're not thinking about is the fact that there's no reward at the end of it. Your life is gonna be shitty. Nothing is gonna go the way you want. Then you're gonna get to the end of your life, you're sitting on your deathbed, and once again, you're gonna blame everyone else. You're gonna look back at your life and say, at least it wasn't my fault. Is your dog life simply not being your fault worth having a dog life? The best path forward is the hard path. The path where everything is your fault. The path where no matter what happens in your life, you find what you did wrong so you can do it better the next time. The path where there's always something for you to learn. That is the path that hurts the most, but it's the path that's going to make you the best person, and it's the path that's going to lead to the best life.
The reason people are afraid of the word obsession, and they like to stay in the interested area, because when you're interested about something, when you're passionate about something, it's this beautiful daydream. It's this beautiful, euphoric rainbow. But you know what the obsession is? The obsession lives in your nightmare. Obsession lives in your nightmare. That's why people love to work with passionate people. Oh, they're so passionate. They're so easy to work with. Individuals that are obsessed, they're nightmares to work with. You know why? because every detail matters.
Because you have probably dealt with everything that life has thrown at you so far. Do you think that it's because of the way that you grasped and controlled and feared and ruminated? Or could it be because you're a capable, competent, gifted person and the world is fundamentally fair? And over a long enough time horizon, most people get what they deserve. You're doing this for you. We judge people based on how much life they can tolerate, how much feeling they can deal with and carry and enjoy. And that's something that we should all try and have more of in ourselves, being that person that your younger self wanted as a role model.
It says facing fear isn't about being fearless. It's about being brave enough to move forward despite the feeling. That's what courage is. Courage is not the absence of fear. It's deciding to do it afraid, right? We look at these people, man, they're so courageous. They have the same emotion that you have. They're just deciding to act through it rather than allow the emotion to stop them from moving.
Go into the unknown because you already know what you know. And that's not enough unless you think you're enough. And if you're not enough and you don't think you're enough, then you have to go where you haven't been. You can't make yourself interested in something. Interest manifests itself and grips you. That's a whole different thing. And so what is it that's gripping you? And how do you conceptualize that? Is that a divine power? Well, it's divine as far as you're concerned because it grips you and you can't do anything about it. And so there's a calling in you towards what you're compelled by and what you're interested in. And sometimes that might be very dark and sometimes not, but you're compelled forward by your interest. And so the idea that what moves you away from your country and your father's house and the comforts of your childhood home is something that's beyond you, that you listen to and hearken to. That's exactly right. If you do not listen to that thing that beckons you forward, you will pay for it like you cannot possibly imagine. You'll have everything that's terrible about life in your life and nothing about it that's good. And worse, you'll know that it was your fault and that you squandered what you could have had.
Fear and doubt, not the same. How many times have you felt pressure and how alive you felt underneath that pressure? When pressure was a privilege, when it excited you, that's fear. Fear is about the pressure. It's about embracing the pressure. It's about wanting the pressure. It's about not allowing the pressure to get to you, but to propel you. You thrive on it. You look for it. You can't live without it. And what does doubt do in a pressure situations? You panic. Fear is an ally. Doubt is an enemy that you created.
So one of my favorite quotes that I try to live by each day is, a man who procrastinates his choosing will inevitably have his choice made for him by circumstance. Because the only thing we ever have on our side is the time we choose to take advantage of right now. The opportunities of possibility in front of us at this very moment that only require a down payment of today's effort. Which honestly isn't even as big of a cost as it seems, considering how good you'll always feel knowing that you give a shit about yourself by actually trying today. So I'd rather do all the hard now. If it means I have to run further, lift harder, work longer hours, day in, day out, it's not easy, I get it. But that's the whole fucking point. Because it's a smaller price you have to be willing to pay today to avoid a life sentence of questions you'll never be able to answer because you kept intentionally putting things off even when you knew your future self would hate you for it. If you keep skipping out on your daily opportunities, which are honestly the greatest ones you'll ever have in your life, don't ever let yourself be just a default decision from never doing anything that made you feel worthwhile.
They'll say you're doing too much, that you need to slow down. But what they're really saying is your effort exposes their lack of it. They'll question why you're up before the sun, why you push when it hurts, and why you don't just take the easy way out like everyone else. And one day, when the results they didn't believe in start showing up, they'll ask how you did it and wish they started when you did. The world doesn't reward those who seek approval. It rewards those who stay in the game long enough to prove they never needed it.
Motivation is garbage. It's garbage because it's not there when you really need it. Because knowing what you need to do, it's not enough. It's just not enough. The clock is ticking. Waiting for motivation to strike is basically saying it's never going to happen.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
So you're at rock bottom. Good.
You feel like you've completely lost control, like the world is caving in on you and there's not a thing you can do about it. Like no matter what you try to do to remedy this dreadful state of existence, it only gets darker. Good. Accept it. Stop running. There is a mountain whose peak is so tall it is hidden behind the clouds. I want you to look up at it. Embrace the shadow that it has casted on you all this time. Understand that this mountain is no foreign entity. It is you. You are the mountain. And today, you stop cowering from your own potential.
And there's a difference between feeling sad and being sad. Feeling angry and being angry. You can feel angry all you want. You can feel sad all you want, but don't do sad shit. Don't do angry shit. And I think that's what strength is. You can cry, you can be sad, you can do all those things, but doing what you're supposed to do, despite that, that's mental toughness. I'm gonna do what is right, even though I feel this way. If you can master that, you can master fucking anything.
You carry a heaviness. I'm stuck. I really thought I would have left my mark, you know? Found my purpose. Instead, I've wasted so much time. Wasted. No. Time has been your silent sculptor, shaping you in ways you cannot yet see.
You know, it's funny, man. A lot of you young guys think it's a choice to be great. Bro, it ain't no choice. It's an obligation. You don't only owe this to yourself, bro. You owe it to all the people that believe in you, that have sacrificed for your success. This ain't your choice, bro. The day you were born, you signed the contract. You write my others, you write my yourself, you write my God. And watch the joy that fills your heart. I believe in you, bro. And so do all these other people. It's time for you to believe in you. You owe it to yourself, big dog.
Owe it to yourself.
Snow's coming down a bit this morning. Weather says feels like 14. The ears hurt, the hands burn. I do 3 minutes in the ice bath before every morning run, and I don't want to be out here. The thing is though, if I allow the fluctuation of my environment to dictate the likelihood of me showing up, my life would be up to circumstance, and that is a pitiful existence. All anyone really wants is a little bit of certainty. But almost nobody is willing to offer that to themselves. This world is going to do everything to keep you from showing up. They'll find a way every single time, and life will be very different.
I tell people, you get rewarded in public for what you practice in private. You look at somebody like Steph Curry, and you see this guy, you know, to shoot the ball from almost half court, chomping on the side of his thing, and he turns, he doesn't even look. He turns around and just waves because he knows it's in already. And there's swish and the crowd goes crazy. And people look at that and go, he's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. He's the greatest 3-point shooter in history. There's no one like him. But what they don't pay attention to is that isn't like a little gift, right? He shoots 500 shots every single day, never less than that, 7 days a week, for more than 15 years. His 15-year professional career. He's been doing it since before he was in college. His dad really trained him. So think of that, 3,500 shots a week, 168,000 shots in a year, 2.52 million shots in his 15-year NBA career, so he can make 3,600 shots. Not even 0.1%.
What I have discovered is this. A strategy is like a freeway. It allows us to get to where we want to go as quickly as possible. So many times on the freeway, we take exits. But every time I take an exit, I lose my way. Every time I take an exit, I now am further away from my dream than what I probably was when I started. You have to understand that it's the pathway, it's the step-by-step process that allows us to get to the dream. So many times we look at the top of the mountain and forget the fact that it's the first step. Your dream requires thousands of steps in the right direction.
You have to train yourself to become someone who is resilient, who has fortitude, who has grit, who could persevere, who could pay attention to their boss voice, not their bitch voice, and can execute against the things that they know are going to move them where they want to go, even when they don't feel like it. And if you can do that, it will become quote unquote easier. You will perceive it to be easier. It will not be easier. You will be stronger.
This is your one shot at life. It really is. And however you spend your time is up to you. Nobody is going to tell you what to do. So if there is something that you have always wanted to do, but you're not doing it because you're afraid of failing, then this is your chance to actually just do it anyways, to face that fear head on. Because if you do that, then you can work towards something in this one life that you have and actually maybe get there. You know, you might not get there, but at least you tried. And that's the thing, right? We have the ability to try. We have the ability to actually try and possibly succeed. But the thing is, if you really give it your all and you really try your best, 9 times out of 10, you're going to succeed because you never gave up. You worked on it every single day. You really gave yourself the ability and the chance to actually achieve that dream of yours. And because you did, you did. You did achieve it all. You know, imagine a life where you actually achieved it all. Instead of scrolling on social media all day, imagine a life where you're working on your dreams every day and one day you actually get there. Like, imagine how amazing that would feel, and like, take that feeling and use that as that motivation, that drive to push you forward. And every day is going to be tough. It's not going to be easy, but the more you work on it, the more consistent you are working towards that dream, you're going to get there eventually. It's going to take time, yes, but you're going to get there eventually because you never give up.
Chaos. It's a word we use when life feels out of control, when nothing makes sense, and you're standing in the middle of it all, wondering which way to turn. Chaos can be overwhelming. It can feel like the ground beneath your feet has disappeared, like the world is spinning too fast, like no matter how hard you try, you can't catch your breath. Maybe you're in that place right now. Maybe your plans fell apart. Maybe you've lost something. Or someone you thought you couldn't live without. Maybe life didn't just throw you a curveball, it hit you with a storm. And in the middle of that storm, it's easy to feel lost, to feel like there's no purpose, no reason, no sense to any of it. But here's the thing about chaos. It's not the end of your story. Chaos is uncomfortable, yes. It's messy, painful, unpredictable. But it's also fertile ground. Because when life strips away everything you thought you knew, when it forces you to let go of the plans you clung to so tightly, it creates space. Space to rebuild. Space to grow. Space to find meaning in places you never would have looked before.
The first step to finding meaning in chaos is to stop fighting it. Stop trying to force it into order. Stop clinging to what was. Stop resisting the reality of what is. Chaos is part of life. It always has been, and it always will be. No matter how carefully you plan, no matter how hard you work, Life will throw things at you that you didn't see coming. And that's not a failure. That's being human. When you accept the chaos, you stop wasting energy on trying to control the uncontrollable. You free yourself to focus on what matters, how you respond, what you learn, and who you become in the process.
Chaos doesn't just happen randomly. It's a teacher, if you're willing to learn. Every setback, every disappointment, every challenge holds a lesson. Maybe it's teaching you resilience. Maybe it's showing you what you truly value. Maybe it's pushing you to grow in ways you wouldn't have chosen on your own. Ask yourself, what is this chaos trying to teach me? What can I learn from this experience? The answers won't always come right away. But when you start looking for the lessons, you'll begin to see that even in the messiest, most painful moments, there's something to be gained. Here's the truth. Chaos doesn't come with meaning built in. It's not going to hand you a neatly wrapped lesson or a clear sense of purpose. Meaning isn't something you find, it's something you create. In the middle of the storm, you get to decide what this moment will mean to you. You get to decide whether it will break you or build you. Whether it will be the chapter where you gave up or the chapter where you rose. Maybe the chaos in your life right now is an opportunity to let go of something that wasn't serving you. Maybe it's a chance to rediscover who you are without the labels, the expectations, the plans you thought you needed. Maybe it's the push you needed to step into a new chapter, even if you're scared of what comes next. The meaning isn't out there waiting for you. It's inside you, waiting to be created. In times of chaos, it's easy to feel powerless, like life is happening to you and there's nothing you can do about it. But even in the most uncertain times, there are things you can control. You can control your attitude, your effort, your choices. You can control how you show up, even when the world feels like it's falling apart.
Trust that the chaos in your life right now is part of a bigger picture, one that you can't fully see yet, but one that's being painted nonetheless. Trust that the struggles you're facing now are shaping you into someone stronger, wiser, more resilient. Chaos thrives in the unknown, and the unknown is scary because it's unpredictable. But it's also full of possibility. When life doesn't go according to plan, it creates room for something new, something you might not have chosen, but something that could turn out to be exactly what you needed. Let go of the need to have all the answers. Embrace the uncertainty. And remember that some of the best things in life come from the moments when everything seemed to fall apart.
Chaos isn't comfortable, but it's where transformation begins. It's where old patterns are broken, where new possibilities emerge, where you discover what you're truly capable of. So if you're in the middle of chaos right now, don't give up. Don't let it break you. Look for the lessons, create your own meaning, and trust that this moment, as hard as it is part of something bigger. You are stronger than the chaos. You are bigger than the storm. And when the dust settles, you'll see that this wasn't the end. It was the beginning of something extraordinary. Let the chaos shape you, not define you. Let it teach you, not defeat you. And let it remind you that even in the messiest moments, there is still purpose to be found. The storm may rage, but so do you.
And all of us have this conflict going on at all times inside of us. And it's between two forces. And the first force is your survival instinct that's been with us for thousands, if not tens of thousands of years. Once this inject into you fear and doubt and worry and anxiety, once you would fight or flight, and that's kind of your voice of fear and your inner critic. And that's really loud. That voice is in your mind all the time. And then there's another voice, the second voice. And that voice has been written about and talked about by philosophers for thousands of years. And that voice has been called many names. It's been called your intuition. That voice is a little quieter. And that voice isn't in your head. A lot of times it shows up in your body. It shows up in your heart, gut, your chest. You feel that. And unfortunately, that first voice really drowns us out a lot of times. And the thing is that the voice of fear will lead you to a life that's too small. And you know this. You already know this. And the way that you know this is you feel this. You know, you feel this conflict, this dissonance and tension when you're in that position, when you're doing something that's too small. If you want to reach full power in this one life of yours, it's in the second voice. It's in the voice that's the real you.
So if your false identity says that you're a loser, you're a deadbeat, you're not deserving, you're a failure, you're not worthy, you will find evidence in the world to reinforce that. If your identity then says, I'm a winner, I'm deserving, deserve happiness, abundance, joy, success, and I will always find evidence in the world to find that. It starts off with rewriting your story. Be specific about how you want your life to look in the categories that matter. Write down specifically what you want your life to look. And then once you write that down, go, what are the habits that this month needs to have in order to bring that story to life? When you bring that story to life, the false identity sheds and the new identity is developed.
It's a long grind and it's totally worth it because it's not about where you get, it's about who you become in the process of getting there. And when you quit, you'll never meet that person. The hard part of quitting is not just that you lost your dream. That's bad. Worse is you're never going to meet the man or woman you could have been had you pursued it. But what is even way better than you think it will be is who you become in the process of getting there and being proud of you. And I could tell you, the things you'd be most proud of is the fact that you lasted, is the fact that you got up after you quit, is the fact that you go, you know what? I did quit, but I'm getting back. I'm getting back up. I lasted. I'm tough. I'm resilient. I'm mentally tough. I innovated. I pivoted. I improved. I grew. I fought. I clawed. I competed. I won. That's way better than you think it is. It's way better. Man, remember that when I almost quit? Remember that time I was down for a while? Remember when that person said this? Remember when that controversy? Man, that one would have knocked anybody. Remember when that person stole from me? Remember when that person did this to me? Just so you know, everything you think probably bad will happen, probably will, and worse. And that's what makes it so sweet when you last.
Live your life at full power. And I believe that that power is already inside you right now. And that the way to access that power is through your second voice. And your second voice is not just the path to accessing that power, but it will also show you where to direct it to have the biggest impact that you're going to have in this world. That voice speaks to you in the language of energy. That's how you know what it's saying. So go toward that energy and make a promise that you will constantly move in the direction of the thing that gives you energy, particularly the thing you knew you would do if you knew you wouldn't fail. That voice wants you to go all in. I want you to experience yourself at full power. So make a promise that you will not wait, that you will not utter the words, not now, but you'll go all in with wherever you are in your life right now. I used to think that there were millions of decisions that we would make and that life was really complicated. I think that I've realized if you want to live at full power and feel the full magnitude of what you can do in this one life that you have, that there's really only one decision. Which voice will you listen to?
I think when you feel stuck or dissatisfied in your life, it's a signal. And it's not a signal that your life is broken. It's a signal that one of your most basic needs are not being met. Your need for exploration.
Everything about your life, about your body, grows. Your cells regenerate, your hair, your nails, everything grows for your entire life. And your soul needs exploration and growth. And the only way you'll get it is by forcing yourself to be uncomfortable. So get out of your head. Your feelings are screwing you. I don't care how you feel. I care about what you want. And if you listen to how you feel when it comes to what you want, you will not get it.
Human being has to have a sense of purpose. The feeling of no purpose is suicidal. So what people do is they create a false sense of purpose. Their false sense of purpose will be attention. If I get so much attention from people and so much recognition, then I'm fulfilled. But then you can never realize that. You can never get enough attention. It's an individual. You had a purpose in life. You had something you were meant to achieve because you have a unique DNA, unique genetics, and unique parents, unique experience. Something about you is truly original and weird. And to the degree that you mine that weirdness and your uniqueness, you can become fulfilled. You can create something beautiful and lasting.
We live in a world obsessed with perfection. The perfect body, the perfect career, the perfect relationship, the perfect life. We scroll through social media, flipping past polished images, filtered moments, and curated stories. It's all so easy to get caught up in this illusion of perfection. That if you just get everything right, just line up all the pieces, then success and happiness will follow. But here's the truth. Perfection doesn't exist. It's an illusion, a moving target that you'll never quite hit. And the more you chase it, the more you waste time trying to get everything just right, the further you'll drift from your real goal. Because perfection isn't the goal, progress is. We are conditioned to think that we need to have everything aligned before we can move forward. We wait for the perfect moment, the perfect plan, the perfect circumstances. But while we're waiting, life is passing us by. The version of you who has the life you dream of isn't the one waiting for things to be perfect. It's the one moving forward, no matter how imperfect the journey looks. The problem with perfection is that it paralyzes you. It keeps you stuck in the planning phase, in the research phase, in the thinking phase, forever refining, forever adjusting, never doing. You wait for the moment when everything aligns, but by the time it does, you've lost so much time that it hardly matters. If you're constantly waiting for things to be perfect, you're wasting your life away. You're stuck in a cycle of waiting and doubting. You tell yourself, I'll start once I have this figured out, but that day never comes. The truth is you'll never have it all figured out, and that's okay. The only thing that matters is that you start. Even if it's messy, even if it's imperfect, the only way to make progress is to take that first step, even if you don't know where the second one will lead. Perfection is about control, about seeking something that is impossible to hold on to. But progress is about moving forward. It's about learning, growing, stumbling, and getting back up. Progress is messy, raw, imperfect, and beautiful all at once. It's about taking action, even when you're unsure. The people who achieve great things are not the ones who waited until everything was flawless. They're the ones who were willing to move forward even when they weren't ready. They acted. They made mistakes. They learned from them. And each small step, each decision, each action, however imperfect, added up over time. They didn't worry about getting everything perfect. They just focused on getting better. And that's the key. Progress isn't about reaching perfection. It's about becoming better than you were yesterday. Every day is an opportunity to grow, to evolve, to take one more step forward.
even when it feels like progress is slow. Because the small, consistent efforts you make today are what build the foundation for tomorrow's success. There's freedom in progress. It's about giving yourself permission to grow without needing to have everything perfect. It's about embracing the discomfort of starting before you're ready, of taking that first step, even if you don't have the whole plan figured out. You don't need the perfect blueprint. You just need the courage to move forward. Perfection keeps you stuck in a dream world, one where everything is idealized and nothing real can ever happen. It's a world of waiting for the right conditions, the right opportunity, the right timing. But progress forces you to deal with reality. It forces you to confront where you are, accept that you're not perfect, and keep moving anyway. Life isn't about creating a perfect image of yourself. It's about growing into the best version of who you already are. And that growth doesn't come from waiting. It comes from doing. It comes from learning through doing, through failing, through adjusting, and through keeping your focus on progress, not perfection. In the end, it's not about being perfect. It's about being better than you were yesterday. Each day, you get one step closer to the person you're becoming. Not because everything aligns perfectly, but because you keep moving forward despite the imperfections. The road will never be perfect. The plan will never be flawless. The conditions will never be ideal. But the magic happens when you start anyway. The moment you stop waiting for the perfect time is the moment you begin to create your own opportunities. So stop waiting. Stop trying to make it all perfect. Start moving. Start doing. Start learning. Let go of the idea that everything needs to be flawless, and instead, embrace the mess, the progress, the beautiful, imperfect journey. Because progress, not perfection, is what gets you where you want to go. Every step, every effort, every imperfect action you take brings you closer to the version of yourself that you've always dreamed of becoming. Perfection is an illusion. Progress is reality. So focus on moving forward, no matter how small the steps. Because the person you want to be is out there waiting for you. Just on the other side of every imperfect action you take today.
Projecting yourself forward to see what are the consequences of failing, what are the consequences of stopping, is about as powerful of a motivation strategy as I can think of. Because what you're doing is you're trying to optimize right now to stop the discomfort. But what you're going to pay for that in is shame and guilt and regret long term. So what you need to be able to do is bundle all of that up that is as yet unfelt, but will last for way, way, way longer. You know, the future is much longer than now.
That's right.
The future is going to extend out up until the day that you die. Mm-hmm. And the now is just for now. And even 130 hours is just 130 hours. And you get to look back. And do you look back with pride and glory? Or do you look back with shame and guilt?
The reason you need profound things is because life is actually a profound problem for everyone. I mean, you can shelter back and live a very conservative existence, and it doesn't stop you from having to face the ultimate questions of life. It would be better if you could, I think, if you could confront them full on. There are going to be times when you're in an emergency room and, you know, prone to panic and to cry and to break down and to collapse and to be of no use to anyone around you. And that's not the right way to be. The right way to be in a situation like that is to be strong and reliable. And I don't think you can do that without being wise.
At some point in life, we got to wake up and we got to say no more. We got to wake up and we got to say, man, this is it. We got to wake up and say, I'm going to make a change of difference. We can't just be online watching things, saying amen, you know, all the things and go back to the same things, y'all. It doesn't work like that. Hearing things is great, but you know what? doing things and taking action, that's what's going to make change in your life. You need to start making some decisions. You ain't got to change everything, but you need to say, you know what? This is the one thing that I'm going to stop being loyal to. This is the one thing I'm going to start being loyal to.
If you had enough disappointment, sometimes your brain doesn't want to get disappointed, so it's a permanent problem. No problem is permanent. Only your soul is permanent. Nothing's forever. Everything changes. Everything eventually ends and something new begins. That's part of life. Those are the seasons of life.
You have to lose your fear of failure. Failure is a part of the process. People who never fail, never try. You have to fail. You got to get it wrong to get it right. You learn nothing from winning. You only learn from your failures.
That you were born to do something great with your life. That you're enough. That you're special. That you're favored. That you're chosen. Regardless of where you come from. Regardless of what you've been carrying with you. But every day, some of us are killing ourselves with the shame we carry from something we've done. Some humiliation. Some fear. We put this gun to our head every day that tells us we're not enough. We're not strong enough, pretty enough, smart enough, favored enough, that we're doomed. And we carry these guns in our head every day that shame us, that take our confidence from us, that steal our joy. And there's a better way forward. You can put those things down in your life. You can decide today that you were born to do something great.
Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish. Keep working. Keep striving, never give up, fall down 7 times, get up 8. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship.
In life, you don't have just one shot. You see, the only difference between you and anybody that has created the things that you want in life is that they just kept shooting over and over and over and over again until they got what they wanted. In life, you have an infinite number of shots.
Lots of hierarchies to attempt to climb, and if you fail in one, go try in another. But the point is, you're still trying to aim for the top, and what the hell are you going to do if you don't try to aim for the top? You know, flap about uselessly and whine about your life? It's not helpful. It'll just make you miserable. You're not reliable to anyone. You can't help out in a crisis. I don't care what you're going to do, but go out there, make something of yourself for God's sake. Be an honest person and work and get to the top of whatever it is that you want to get to the top of. You know, and stand up for yourself like a respectable human being and be a bit of a light on the world instead of a blight.
There are people who come in your life sometimes to be there for a season. They weren't meant to be there always. Sometimes we find ourselves hooked up with people that we think are there for a lifetime, but they were only supposed to be there for a season. There are people who come in your life like boosters for a rocket. If you ever watch a rocket go into space, the boosters fall off when it reaches a certain altitude. Some people are not equipped to handle the altitudes that you're going to. So don't be afraid when they fall off. They're not bad people. They just couldn't go where you're going.
The man who loves walking will walk further than the man who loves the destination. And when you love the journey, the goals just happen. You hit milestones as a side effect. Because it doesn't matter. At that point, I don't care if I can lift this much weight or run this fast. I mean, that's cool, but I don't love it as much as I love the journey. I love the journey. What does the journey consist of? Sucking at something, failing, getting better, learning, start it over, do it again. When you fall in love with the journey, everything else takes care of itself.
Kill the boy and let the man be born.
Know that if you have big goals and big dreams, along the way, failure is going to happen.
A champion is made on the other side of I don't feel like, right? Everybody that gets up every single day, they might not feel like, but there's certain cats that's going to embrace it and figure out a way to get better. There's other cats going to retreat, they're going to quit, and they're going to settle in the mediocrity.
The hero is the person who confronts horrible, chaotic potential and tames it and makes something of it, right? That's the fundamental human story. But the problem is that you have to face what you don't want to face in order to fix it. And so you look at all the things about yourself that need to be burned off, that need to be dispensed with. 95% of you
just has to go up in flames. And it's painful. Even some of that stuff that you have to burn off doesn't want to die. And it'll scream in agony while you're burning it off. But if you know that you're the thing that can transcend your problems, if you know you're the thing that, if it faces the problems, can transcend them, then you have the faith that would enable you to take stock of who you are.
You can either be the damsel in distress or the hero. You either wait or you fight. But notice there's no stories that have been passed down through history of the victim's perspective. And it's because whiners don't make history. Winners do. And so at the end of the day, it's your story, and so it's your call.
What the f*** do you expect? You're not putting in the work. You have to do more. You gotta stop telling yourself that you're doing enough.
There is only one way to get rid of your doubts. Prove them wrong.
Here's what I want you to look at. There are winners, and there are losers, and there are people who have not discovered how to win. So what I want you to do is think about something you want for you, that's real for you, that's important for you, that will give your life some special meaning and power. And I don't even want you to say, I can do that. I don't want you to begin to just psych yourself out. No. I want you to be able to say something to yourself that will enable you to maintain a level of integrity with yourself. That when you say this, even when you face tremendous setbacks, it will be a benchmark to keep you in the game, to keep you moving forward and experimenting and readjusting your strategy and your plan of action, continuously looking for ways to win. So what is that something? When you got an idea you want to move on, you might not have the money, you might not have the education, you might not have the support or the resources you need. What is that something that can keep us going, that will enable us to act on our dream? What's one of those keys that will begin to help us to discover the secrets to our dream? Here's what I want you to repeat after me, please, with power and conviction. Say, it's possible. Say to yourself every day, it's possible.
There is one universal secret for success. If everybody misses, they forget, they don't hear it, they don't see it, they think it's something else, they get confused, and they fail. The most simple thing that you can have in your brain is, I want it so bad, I cannot live without
it. The moment you don't want to do it, or just skip today, is the day that you realize what hard actually feels like. And that's where you have to overcome. The hard is not in the complexity. What makes it hard is being consistent.
Don't worry about next week, next year. Just focus on every 24 hours that you get, you know?
Every single time you go and do something hard, because that's the other thing. A lot of people, their excuses are, it's easier said than done. It's too hard, right? This is really basically what your story is. That's the story you've told yourself, that it's easier said than done. You know, it's kind of hard to do that. Well, it's supposed to be fucking hard. So realize that it's supposed to be fucking hard. It's supposed to be difficult. If it wasn't difficult, then there'd be no growth. There would be no resistance. There'd be nothing to force you to grow stronger with. And that's why I say the most important reason, the most important thing, the most important gift that you receive by taking action in the direction of your dreams is not attaining your dream. It's you growing stronger and becoming a stronger version of yourself through the challenges, through the resistance, and because it's hard.
And you know, it's a human condition to be average. It's not to be as good as you can be. You know, it's the human condition to survive. Just get along, be average. It's why when a kid makes an A on the midterm, he misses 2 weeks of class, or doesn't go or try, thinking if I get a C on the next test, I still have a B average. Lots of people think that way. That's normal. So when you get one that comes out for football and he thinks that way, Don't think he's got something wrong with him. He's normal. What we do to get him to play hard, to play tough all the time, to give effort, is special. It's special to get somebody to be the best that they can be, to understand the work ethic and how important it is to earn it, and you reap what you sow.
Scariest thing in human life today is change. We know, however, that change is inevitable, that change is a part of progress, that there's no progress without change, that your life cannot even improve with change. We know that change is scary. Life never goes on in a straight line for any period of time. Life is either getting better and improving, or life is getting worse and deteriorating. However, when we set goals, we can control the direction of change. And controlling the direction of change is the key to our success. And nobody fears change if it's in the direction of something that they want. The only change that we fear is change that leaves us worse off than we were before.
You've hit the wall someplace, you've looked in the mirror too many times and haven't smiled. You want to change the situation, move from where you are. The journey's not easy. Before you start that journey, mentally, you must fuel yourself with the right reasons, the right fuel to sustain the entire journey. Everyone's hot off the start, but after a month or so into it, or a couple weeks into it, with the wear and tear and the grind starts to hit you, you start losing focus on the horizon, do you not? You get caught away in the daily hiccups, the ups and downs, and the wear and tear. And you focus on the speed bumps, the daily activities, losing sight of the true purpose. When you lose sight of the purpose, you give too much value of what the pain is today.
Everybody tries to be successful, and everybody eventually wants to quit. But it's the genuinely successful people that recognize in those moments that just about anybody would quit, and then they just don't. And I promise you, the data proves that I should give up. Luckily, though, giving up was not my style. The struggle is real. It never gets any easier. You gotta get harder. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.